count of three. Everybody run back to your fantasy. Now go, 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 go. And on the count of three, go, 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 go. And on the count of three, go, 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 go. And on the count of three, everybody run back to your fantasy.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli, and this is Expressive Espresso. As I love to do on these episodes, I like to be honest and authentic. You may have heard from the last episode, I'm training for my first 5K. And the thing about me is I'm hard on myself. And please excuse my voice if you haven't noticed a difference, then it's fine, but I think that it's allergy season and it's really messing with me, but I still wanted to get through with this episode. So me being the small perfectionist that I am, you know, I'm hard on myself. I've started to run consistently using my Nike app, and I've been using it as a guided coach. To anyone starting out, I would have to say that you should download it right now. It's really useful. So imagine this, right? You have your sneakers, athletic wear, favorite playlist, and then you start running. And although a lot of runners know, and which I'm finding out, the first mile is always the hardest, your favorite part of your song comes on, and that's when your headphones come off. Talk about pissed. And that's exactly what I was. So what I decided to do was research and research. And that's when I decided to partner with BossRunner.com. I purchased a set of wireless headsets that actually fit my ears because I have small ears. And now I don't have those issues. So check them out when you get a chance. That is BossRunner, BossRunner.com. I want to share this with you because I'm realizing how slow I am. To date, my best time was for 2 miles, 30 minutes. And that's just so sad. It's not okay with me. I'm not okay with that at all, but I digress. I'm going to keep moving forward. And with this episode, I'm going to give 5 ways for you to keep moving forward, staying on task and working harder. I'm sorry. And working smarter, not harder, in whatever you decide, whatever goal you decide to accomplish. Okay, so the first one I'm going to say is to just try to stay grounded. So by staying grounded and being prepared, you can plan for things in advance and try to avoid any chaos. That may include saving money for the future, social media posts that you want to do in the future as well for the next week, or planning for a budget-friendly vacation for you or even you and your family. Next one is utilize OneNote. OneNote on Microsoft PCs have been so helpful to me, and I honestly wish I would have utilized this tool a lot sooner. But with OneNote, you can list out the details of your day, tasks that need to be eliminated, or set a menu for the week at your house. For me, actually seeing the tasks checked off is what's helpful. In addition to writing, I like to utilize my OneNote for any notes, or let's say any replies that are really pretty much the same. So let's say if you work in customer service and you may be an email correspondent in customer service, you can just copy and paste that and save it as a tab on your OneNote. And then, or even let's say if you're doing Facebook Messenger and your business and you have this auto response that you say to everybody at first initially, but then afterwards, you know, you get to know them or whatever. You can save that in your OneNote, and it's just really easy. So you can just control C, that means copy, and control V, that means paste, and then you're done. The next one is set up a process and record the process. So, similar to high school, and I'll just say it as a reminder, setting up a process is like this. First, you define the problem. Next, you write down the name. Then you define an estimated time it may take on that task or that whole process. Next, you want to ask yourself, what materials or software will I need to complete this task? And finally, now you go through the process. You go through the process and then you record it so you can go into the next one, which is beat your latest time. While you're recognizing that, the need for change, and as you're thinking and planning ahead of time, you can very well recognize if something needs to be changed. So after you have recorded yourself, this is how you can recognize what needs to be changed and work accordingly. Last but not least, you always, always, always want to go to the next level. So let's say you are, I don't know why, for some reason customer service is in my head. So let's say, for example, you're a customer service rep. Well, next you logically want to be promoted to the next level. Always go to the next level. Being proactive gives you more options because you're considering things before they happen. You know what kind of business you plan to start, so you already begin looking for potential spaces and areas with demand for your product or service. Sitting back and waiting for these things to happen is not an option. There's a path that you've drawn out and you're sticking to it. And like I said, you may not be at that position you are at work that you want today, but you know where you're planning to go and how you plan to get there. So thank you all for tuning into this latest episode. I've been your host, Alexis DeAndre Coley. And in addition to training to this 5K, I've also changed my eating habits where I'm now a part-time vegan. And the thing that really helps the most is Thrive Market. I can order my healthy items on Thrive Market, and I really love it. And I love it so much that I want to offer you all 20% off of Thrive Market. And if you haven't been there, please check it out. Follow this link, which is bit.ly/sipthrive. So that's bit.ly/siptthrive. Once again, I've been your host, Alexis DeAndre Coley. Until we meet again, have a great week.